previously a fire.
Seriously, I will kill you.
But I wouldn't.
I will cut you. I already told you last episode, you're not the narrator. Don't make him get Santa Claus and burn your intestines.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Okay. Previously on Fire Gold, there was a cliffhanger. Did Gold's obvious trick work? Let's find out now!
Lucky punk.
Up another staircase? Hey, a paralyzed heal. Cool. Okay, go up and make a left.
You may have been able to avoid Nico, but you can't avoid... Go Bellsprout. Bellsprout!
Dang it! Maybe Hoo-Hoo could take down that plant sprout thing. Go Hoo-Hoo! Use something that could kill a plant in one hit.
Sprout! What just happened? You just poked the Bellsprout with its beak and now it's... Wow, that sucks. Return Bellsprout. Go Bellsprout number two.
Best bet! Well, this will suck even more for you. Peck that sprout too, Hoo-Hoo.
Sprout! Wow, this is embarrassing. There's the next staircase, kid. Take my money.
More stairs? Oh man, I'm getting tired of this. Okay, down this way. Must stay right by the wall at all times.
Oh man, I'm so close to getting in battle!
Maybe next time, oldster. Please tell me that this is the last staircase I gotta climb up. Okay, it seems like I'm on the top floor. Whoa, three oldsters! One is standing by the pillar, and two are lined up on opposite ends.
Then you must be my Garshall!
Bellsprout!
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 And this... fair... how?
This is fair as life, deal with it, kid.
Go, Hoo-Hoo! Pick one now!
Sprout! Well, that's enough for me.
Bellsprout,
use Vine Whip!
Oh, jeez. Return, Hoo-Hoot. Go, Cyndaquil!
Is that the Cyndaquil that's been burning all the Pokemon in space without remorse?
Yes it is. But does it look like a kid?
Do you care now?
Nope! I don't have time for this. What's behind this pillar? Looks like another room. Whoa! The ground just shook. What the heck was that?
Okay, you win. Just get your Chikorita off my Bellsprout.
Chica!
Alright, return Chikorita and I'll give you my HM, old man.
Alright, just give me a minute,
Give it to me now! Dang it!
Ow! Oh, Pokemon are not instruments of war, young one. You'll pay one day for your harsh nature and harsh training tactics.
Whatever, pathetic old man.
Silver?
You again. He says my nature and training tactics are too harsh. Says the pathetic old man who's too weak to save his life. He says I need to teach my Pokemon the importance of emotional content garbage. Bah, the only emotion I need to prevail is a seen anger around my neck. Just you watch, I'll prove that anger is the ultimate weapon becoming the world's greatest Pokemon trainer of all time. Whatever, escape rope!
That was really weird. Are you okay, mister?
Oh yeah, son. Just another ignorant trainer who thinks anger is more effective than emotional content.
I think I've heard that in a movie before. About dragons. We're kung fu masters that entered a mysterious island.
Aye, son, don't get carried away now. I'm the last sage you must fight. You beat me and you receive an HM. Sound good?
Yep. Go Cyndaquil!
Woo!
Go Bellsprout!
Bellsprout!
Fine whip!
Sprout! Woo!
That was a fail move. It didn't even face Cyndaquil. Burn it, now!
Deus Ex Machina PP has now expired.
Oh no. Cyndaquil, please use something involving fire.
Quill! Sprout.
Hey, was that Ember?
Quill!
When did you learn it?
Quill!
After you took on those other two sprouts at once? Cool! Impressive. Return. Go Hoo-Hoot. Tackle attack.
Hoot!
Wow, Cyndaquil, you're getting tougher. That's great to see. Ember! Very impressive. Well, let's see how you do against my strongest Pokemon. Go Bellsprout number two.
Bellsprout!
Okay, Cyndaquil. This last sprout. Make this last Ember count.
Ah, you truly are a worthy trainer. You don't use any anger at all. Emotional content at its best. Make sure you keep on battling like that. Here's HMO5. It teaches fast to your Pokemon. However, you must defeat Faulkner at the Violet City Gym to use it in public.
But why?
Those are the official Pokemon rules. Screw the rules, I said emotional content, not anger. Now, you were saying? Alright, fine. I'll beat Faulkner to use Flash in public. I'm glad, young one. Use that escape rope to immediately teleport back to the front door of the tower. Alright! Wow, I'm really dizzy. Oh, jeez. Where's the seat? Right there!
Are you okay, kid?
Yeah. I'm fine. I think I feel better now.
You sure you don't need assistance?
No. I'm okay now, I promise. Whew. Okay, I better heal up Cynical and Hoo-Hoo before I pwn Faulkner.
1 minute later!
Yes, finally, my very first gym battle.
Hi there. I see this is your first time challenging Faulkner.
Yes, it is.
Okay, here's a bit of advice. Grass types are weak against flying type, and that's what Faulkner specializes. Keep that in mind, kid.
I bet Silver would have a rough time here.
Wait, who?
Oh, never mind. Thanks for the tip. Why does this gym resemble a dollar sign in the middle?
Hey, kid, you must face me before you face Faulkner. Let's see if you're good enough.
No, I'm not battling anyone that is not worth my time. I just fought off millions, of Bell Sprouts in the Sprout Tower, and we're not fighting any other trainer but Faulkner and Faulkner only.
We're required to fight you.
Just stand back, Abe and Rod. If this kid is really serious, he's going to have to learn the hard way by experiencing the magnificent power of bird Pokemon. Go, Pidgey!
Pidgey!
A Kanto bird, huh? Well then, I guess it's time for the ultimate bird showdown. Kanto birds versus Johto birds. Go, Hoo-Hoo!
Woo!
Use tackle!
Pidgey, use tackle!
Can't you use your own moves?
Well, if I use any of Pidgey's other bird-type moves, they won't be nearly as effective. So I'm gonna stick with tackle.
Hoo-Hoo, use peck!
Woo! Pidgey! What the? How did he?
Because my Hoo-Hoo is that dang good! Isn't that right, Hoo-Hoo?
Woo! No matter. Pidgey was the weakest of my birds. Go, Pidgeotto!
Woo!
Alright, return, Hoo-Hoo. Time to turn up the heat. Through the fire and flames, your Pidgeotto will not carry on. Go, Cyndaquil!
Woo!
Burn it with your back flame now!
Oh no, he's burnt and is almost dead. Hurry, Pidgeotto. Use Mud Slap. It better be a critical hit.
Woo!
Uh-oh, Cyndaquil, are you still in it? Alright, barely. Just hang in there, buddy.
Ah, no. Too late. My dad's cherished bird Pokemon. Alright, take the official Pokemon League Zephyr badge, along with TM31, which teaches Mud Slap. It'll be perfect for your Hoot Hoot.
Alright! Woohoo! Wait, Cyndaquil, why are you glowing?
Lava! Lava!
It evolved into Quilava. Congratulations, kid.
Woo! Alright! This cannot get any better.
Hey, kid, you're the first trainer in Battle City's Gym Hall of Fame.
Cool! Ow, what?
Oops, did I do that?
Yeah, you just tripped me. What was that for?
My bad.
Insult!
I swear that all is sacred. I will murder you. I will grab whatever I can and beat you with it. I will erase you. You won't exist anymore.
Why won't you let me do this for once?
Because this is actually my last time being the narrator, so you better stop it. Go. Finally. Alright. And so, Gold battled millions
and millions
of Bellsprout, met Silver, and got HMO5. He then used a sob story to get directly in the Battle of Faulkner and prevailed. His Cyndaquil then evolved into Quilava. What will happen to Gold next? Find out next time as Gold continues his quest to become a champion in the road to Johto.
The following plagiarism is three sets of fan-based parodies of fan-based parodies. Bandit Keith's United States of America song is the sole property of Little Karibo. Lieutenant Surge's America catchphrase is the sole property of the Red Squirtle Squad. And the Arnold impersonation is the sole property of Austrian Death Machine and, more importantly, Tim Lambesius. Please support the official releases. Okay, just do your Arnold voice now.
Yeah!
So, Arnold, how do you feel about you and Maria?
You know what?
Did you not see on the news on TMZ I had a shirt that says I survived Maria on our date that we got together and the date we ended? It's amazing. I was such a retard.
No, I don't watch TMZ all that much.
Neither do I. It was on the news. Screw the rules. I have money. And hey, no wife.
That's copyrighted by Little Kariba. We can't use that.
Hey, okay.
In America.
That's the Little Kariba.
No, that's Red Squirtle. Remember?
America! America!
In America!
I went down to the game shop and I saw Yugi Moto, and he was all like, it's time to duel! And I'm like, in America! Then Seto Kaiba comes up to me and he's all like, screw the rules, I have money! And I'm like, yeah, in America! Then I'm in Duelist Kingdom with Trista comes up and he's like, my voice gives me super! And I'm like, yeah, in America! Because this is my United States of America! This is my United States of America!
I hope Little Kariba does not sue us for copyright infringement!